Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Hurdle Apparel, high-tech socks, LER, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent Magazines, UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader today with a couple of my fave guests. We have Dr. Denise McDermott. She's a holistic adult and child psychiatrist, a very prominent podcaster, YouTuber, and she is a contributor to our best-selling book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. She returns along with Christine Blanchet from British Columbia. She's the TV host of Run With It, where the Sports Doctor is in segment is on monthly, gosh, the past 4 or 5 years. She's also the host of The Closing Act. And then the Sports Doctor's in with some Bob Guider Wisdom emails. Dr. Denise, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Dr. Bob, it's wonderful to be back.
It's always great to have you on to be able to get some great information. Give us some quickie background on you and your world.
Okay, so you mentioned holistic psychiatrist. I feel like I'm a multidimensional adult and child psychiatrist. I'm in Manhattan, California.
I like that better term, but really.
I'd say I practice multidimensional medicine. And I also, with humility, I'm raising an amazing human being. I'm a mother, just wonderful son. I am very, very passionate about changing the way we think, talk, and act about mental health and now also sensory perception. And I'm really doing a deep dive in 2024 on everything. It's like a year of mastery on embrace your neurostyle and beyond and what that means for all of us.
It's a great term. You know, I've liked it from the beginning when you were first even mentioned it. By the way, say hello to your son. I've watched this kid grow up. Good-looking young man. What is he, 15 now?
He turned 15 on April 5th, and he is addicted to weight training.
Ah, hey, you know, we got to pay attention. Tell him not to overdo it, enjoy it, and to include strengthening his feet and ankles.
I will tell him. Thank you.
Absolutely. You give him those pearls, especially if he's involved in any sports. You know, what? One of the reasons I like to always try to keep up with you, with what you're doing, you know, the challenges both in the adult world, the child world, let alone the family relationships, in and out of sports is such a big, big deal with all of these challenges and pressures on these families and or kids. So I wanted to ask you how we're doing, Dr. Denise.
As a society, I think one of the biggest things we can all remember is that everything's energy, and whether it's in sports, business, family life, you really have to balance your own unique energy, and that's moment to moment, and you have to know your own neurostyle sensory perception as to what's the best sport for you, how much free time you need, also electronics these days. It's like we're extensions. It's like we're all walking around with our iPhone or our smart tablet. The mind needs breaks, lots of breaks in nature and times where we can just unplug, because that's when we find quiet and that's when we access our intuition. When we're connected to our intuition, we just make better choices in every dimension of our life.
We have to continue to pay attention to those points again, which is this 20, you know, as doctors over the years, we had to be accessible. You carried a pager, then you had a giant car phone in those days. And you were always accessible, and it's a pressure to that. The rest of the world wasn't. Now everybody is totally accessible all the time, and it's just, you know, thrown a lot of stuff into turmoil, like we've talked about, both in and out of sports. And it's interesting, you know, you mentioned, you know, the vibrational energies. You know, I've had energy medicines on the show for decades. And, you know, medicine didn't know how to spell the word energy, let alone where it fit in, you know, health, wellness, performance, injury prevention, et cetera, et cetera. And it's great to see you really concentrating on that side of it, because I think medicine is more and more accepting the fact that this is such a big deal. I call it the mental game, but that whole side of it, you know?
Absolutely. And I feel very fortunate. I've been in private practice for 23 years, no boss. So I'm the boss. So I can push the envelope. I did train at UCLA and Emory University, but I don't have to follow the academic dogma. Of course, I have to practice within the realms of what's safe and fine. But let's talk embrace your neurostyle and beyond. It's defined as we all process and perceive information in our own unique way. And the fabulous five multidimensions, biological, psychological, social, cultural, spiritual, and sixth sense intuition. I'm a feelings doctor. I work with all ages. I also have high level intuition. I get things in threes. I get lots of my answers in the pool. I know you are like such a paradigm progression pioneer in radio. And you know that the mental game is even more important than the physical game, because when we're connected to our mental game and our intuition, we make the best choices on and off court, on and off sport, and we really elevate our own game. So I think it's just all interrelated. And I have some of the most gifted now psychic people that come to me as their doctor because they know I don't overprescribe. They know I understand what empathy is, feelings, and that there's different and new ways to talk about sensory perception, functional medicine, energy medicine, and it's not anything that science doesn't back. We've got quantum physicists to prove it. So it's just really an exciting time to be on Earth. And I feel fortunate because I'm kind of walking the walk. My son had his own sensory challenge as a kid, and now he's thriving. No meds, all fitness, great parenting, great nature. So it's also very holistic. It doesn't have to be something such like a big rocket science. It can be very simple and very pure.
Well, it's funny, you know, it does. It sounds simple, yet it's taken medicine forever to really pay attention to including it. Whether it was the importance of the mental side of coming back from an injury, for example, or whether it was the family dealing with one illness or another and these kinds of challenges, we have a lot of senior citizen attention on the sports doctor. Of course, I go way to the other extreme where we talk about, the tremendous challenges in youth sports. I want to ask you more about that. When we come back, everybody listening to The Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, even though I'm behind, you can go back years and see the endless array of topics, international, national, local guests. Listen to whatever you'd like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you have thousands of followers, lots of excitement around MVP Parent Magazine, some of the different articles that we're involved in all the time, and the At Sports Doc Radio, talking with Dr. Denise McDermott, again, a multi-factual, multi-dimensional, holistic psychiatrist, and all of these different areas. You wrote about in the book, Dr. Denise, how important, for instance, the world of youth sports or sports, let's even say fitness, how important that is. You called it mind medicine.
Correct.
In that regard. And it seems that we're getting more and more attention in that regard. But first, I have to ask you, really, for your best definition of neurostyle. I love that term.
Well, again, embracing, by the way, it's a registered trademark and I have music going. I've got multiple shows on it. Embrace your neurostyle and beyond. Neurostyle is defined, we all process and perceive information in our own unique way. It's multidimensional. The fabulous five to bridge Western and holistic and universe medicine, multidimensional. It's the fabulous five dimensions, biological, psychological, social, cultural, spiritual, coupled with sixth sense intuition. We got a holistic, and that varies from moment to moment, life to life. We all are kind of growing up every day. So it's a very fluid definition. And when I say we, I don't mean just humans. I mean all sentient beings in the universe. This is beyond. The beyond is keeping an open mind. When you don't stay open, you're not going to receive what you need.
Well, that's a big envelope. I like the inclusion. I like the inclusion of all of this side of things. Again, in the world, for example, of sports medicine, where we're talking about the best athletes in the world or their families, or we're talking, again, about somebody who's dealing with, one of the other contributors to the book, Robert Andrews from the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston, Texas. His specialty is the mental side of recovering from injury. And, you know, the idea that it's such a big deal, that it's such an aspect of what's important. So this, again, all involvement approach, including the sides of energy medicine, et cetera, these communication with these families where they're dealing with talented sons and daughters, it's great to keep that in mind. And the how do you find that medicine is continuing to grow and overall general practitioners, et cetera, to understanding this, the mental side of all aspects of sports medicine?
Well, I think that that's going to vary region to region in the United States and also internationally. So I can speak for Southern Cal and Manhattan Beach, and people are pretty savvy because the weather's so great. People are out playing sports. They're very active. So much of the bridge of holistic health and the concept of mind medicine, whether it be the nutrition you have, the sunshine you have, I think that the primary care doctors and a lot of the people I know are a little bit ahead of the curve. But I think in a Western medicine clinic, we're starting to see, I'm not there, I was at UCLA, we're seeing a lot of integration, a lot of disciplines really leaning into one another. I think there's a lot more cooperation. I think one of the biggest problems in the United States is managed care, which I don't really feel to put my energy toward. So I'm blessed.
That whole world.
The whole world of losing the art, whether it's as an athlete, whether it's a child athlete, whether it's a doctor, you want to have the ability to have that therapeutic alliance with your client, with your patient, if you're a coach. So there's that unseen energy of reverence. So I think as long as you're in a medical clinic or in a coaching situation, parenting situation, where you have the time to really be present, you're going to have more progressive ideas. So I think it's definitely much more progressive in California, but I can't really speak to a lot of the other states. I think some of the stuff about sensory perception and intuition, it's really growing. It's really in our mainstream social media.
It's a big deal, rest and recovery. Denise, what's the best site people could find out about you and all your different work you're doing?
DrDeniseMD.com, DrDeniseMD.com. I hashtag all social media, and now I have YouTube, which is really a video content collection that I'm going to start having for some other projects.
Yes. Well, again, the idea, again, of the cooperation and the challenges of coaches, parents, again, you have social media. You told me in 20 TV shows or radio shows ago, I don't know how long, how many we've done, what a challenge that social media was going to be. You were so way ahead of taking a look at what we had to be paying attention to and the importance of this downtime, off screen time, this rest and recovery time, what a key important ingredient it is, because there's so much pressure in so many different areas. You got to take a couple of deep breaths, right, Dr. Denise?
Yes, and as we finish up our segment, I want to use another term that I've introduced called mindful ingestion. Mindful ingestion of the social media, mindful ingestion of the news. We have to pace ourselves, be in the moment, and decide, when do I need to take a sensory break? When should I go outside? What should I do?
Great term. That's a great term.
Mindful ingestion. I want everyone to think about that. How can you know yourself well enough as to how much you need in that moment?
Again, as I'm listening to you mention that, I'm thinking again about whether people, whether it's politics, whether it's the news, whether it's what's going on, and the tremendous tension it gives and anxiety, it hangs on a lot of us. So mindful,
well,
what's the second word? Yes.
Ingestion, how you ingest something. So mindful ingestion. So just like when if someone catches on fire, stop, drop, and roll, I think it's important to have healing phrases. And those are in all of my content. That's a big claim to fame. Everything's like a cognitive behavioral shot of love from Dr. D, Denise. So basically, when you're about to log on to social media or email, mind prep yourself. Maybe set a timer. How much do I want to do this? Because people can get in the loop of just like curiosity and stay online longer than they want to. So just like brushing your teeth so many times a day or hitting your layups or practicing your sport, you should go into mindful ingestion of your news and social media and know if you need to log off. You need to really pace yourself. It's something that we need to have as, I would say, social media mindful ingestion hygiene. And that needs to be talked in our homes with our kids because they're the influence of social media, the indirect bullying, the indirect negativity, it's really polarizing and it's not good for mental well-being.
This is, we've gotten this thrown in our face, like that was on top of the pandemic.
1 minute.
You know, before, during, and after. So many different topics. Great terms with Dr. Denise here, whether it is neurostyle or it's mindful ingestion. Dr. Denise, thanks so much for joining us. Quickly, again, the best site to find out about you and your world.
DrDeniseMD.com. Thank you, Dr. Bob. You are amazing. Thank you for all you've done.
DrDeniseMD.com. Flattery will get you everywhere. Hold on, Dr. Denise. We'll be right back, everybody. Hey everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights. About a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his three decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual, evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back. Live from Chicago, it is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist, and we're going to run out to British Columbia. I want to welcome back Christine Blanchet. She's an award-winning British Columbian TV host of Run With It, where we have our monthly The Sports Doctor's In segment for, gosh, the past 3-4 years. She's also the host of The Closing Act and another TV show. Christine Blanchet, welcome back to The Sports Doctor.
Thank you so much for having me.
Give us some quickie background. You know, Christine was a serious runner for years, competing. she decided to get on the Broadway side of it. So give us some background, Christine, on yourself and your shows.
Yes, well, I'm no longer running marathons. However, I'm still out there running, and I'm doing the upcoming Vancouver Sun Run 10K, which is April 21st. And I teach running as well, learn to run. So I really love running and moving, right? And I have my two shows, which you're on every month, Dr. Bob, as you were saying, Run With It, a running fitness and health program, fitness entertainment, and the other show, The Closing Act, music and entertainment. And I love what I do. I love interviewing and helping others, inspiring others to get off the couch and start working out. And you don't have to run. You can swim. You can walk. As long as you're moving.
I remember we've been on dozens of times with each other, and you weren't somebody who was a serious runner in the beginning, kind of almost like lucked out and got involved. I guess you didn't realize that you were as good as you were, because you were involved in competing in the world of running for a while, weren't you?
Yes, and I still. You know, I am still competitive. Like, I always say, okay, I'm going to do this run or race, and I'll say, if I medal, I medal. If I don't, I don't. I just go out and do it now. A new chapter. But yes, you're right, Dr. Bob. Looking back, but it's great memories, right? And I still push myself. I still, you know, work out pretty hard with the cross training.
That's why we have the segment The Sports Doctor is In, because we're concerning about, you know, 50% of people who run, even recreationally, are dealing with some sort of, you know, overuse injury. And of course, the world of whether we're talking senior citizens or youth sports, the world of trying to stay in shape, the world of eating right, the world of the first segment I had on today with Dr. Denise, the whole mental side of everything, it's become such a big deal. And what's interesting is, like, when you talk about celebrities and fashion, you know, which are two areas I know you're very involved with in your TV shows, every one of them are trying to stay in shape and keeping fit, aren't they?
Yes. I think that in order to not only enhance performance, but to, you know, longevity, to feel better, you know, you have some form of exercise it can be really helpful. It just keeps you in the game longer. And I'm talking about
part of the new
life.
Medicine. Yes.
Yeah.
One of the segments we've had on the Sports Doctors In segment is, we called it the new medicine, and I've talked about it for years. The new medicine is very simple. It's, number one, eat smarter. Well, how you want to do it, it's up to you. It's not a diet. Eat smarter, number one. Number two is keep moving. Whether you're a runner, whether you go to the gym, whether you do yoga, whether you do home exercise, keep moving. And this is no different, because the 80 is the new 60 and 70 is the new 50. Number three is pay attention to rest and recovery, reducing stress. And these are the areas that are so important, no matter what the ages. And again, we see big interest in that. And again, one of the most educated groups I've always felt were runners. When I had runners coming into the office, they come in with their notebooks and their used shoes and one situation after another. So runners try to stay on top of being well-educated. Haven't you found that?
Yes, yes. And curious. I think the word curious is a good word, if I may say. It's like when I'm out there running or walking, I'm curious. I'm looking around all the time and not looking around all, I'm looking at where I'm going, mind you. But I mean, I just really curious about life, and what I do is fascinating, because I had Dr. Denise on the show as well. And it's just wonderful to learn from each other and be inspired.
How long have you been involved in the TV and radio world, Christine?
Well, I was involved in the 1990s. I was hosting a show live to tape, West Side Profile, interviewing one-on-one interviews. But then I went into print, and then all of a sudden, 2013. So 2013, I've had had run with it, and the closing act came in 2015.
Right, so you've been involved for a while, and you've seen some of the, terrific changes, as well as some of the others that have been so challenging in one way or another. Again, whether it is being the best athlete in the world or their grandmother, or it is the idea of again trying to prevent problems. Youth sports has become a gigantic business. And there's so many challenges on that side, and why we want to continue to bring attention to some of these areas. And, aging gracefully and trying, fall prevention, such a big deal. So a big part of the sports doctor is the senior population, because when I look in the mirror, I'm one of them.
I'm like, well, aging gracefully too, right? And that's what I think. I'm not a doctor, obviously, but I think that when you exercise, whatever type of activity, it keeps you, like I said, it makes you feel good, but it slows down the clock, and you just feel like, you're stronger in every way.
And we run into these educational challenges even in, you're in the 40s and the 50s and the late 30s, in those age groups, men and women, maybe they were competitive, or maybe they were part of sports in high school or college, and most of them were not. Now, we've seen the phenomenon, for instance, in pickleball, where all of a sudden it's the fastest growing sport in the country. We had a segment on that, I think it was a couple of months ago on Run With It, where, again, I was seeing this. So many seniors said, hey, I want to go play pickleball, and the people who were not necessarily physically ready, pickleball is physical. You're moving in different directions. You're running back and forth, and we've seen all sorts of overuse injuries. So, continuing education is something that we're looking to be a big part of, and that was one of the reasons we were excited about getting involved with Run With It.
Yes, no, and your show is tremendous, wealth of information. You've been on the air for a long time.
I'm celebrating my 45th, give or take a few weeks, like 45 years over the years with having the excitement of some shape or form of live radio. So we're begrudgingly changing with the times, give or take a little.
Yes, well, speaking of
Christine,
which, it's going to be over.
What's the best site people can find out about you and your shows? What's the best place to find out about that?
Yes, well, they can go to, they can Google my name, but it's runwithit.ca is my website, and I'm on social media, and like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or X, I should call it, or just Google my name and you'll find me.
Now, you also got your fingers dipped in the area of production or some teaching regarding that side of YouTube media or the TV versus radio. Aren't you involved in that world also?
Yes, I'm on radio. I have both shows on another radio station, and the shows are live streaming as well. So, like on Ruko, Amazon, Apple, and then I have my podcast, which is, you know, uploading both shows, I should say. But I was going to say there's going to be more than 10 years for Run With It. So you're talking about celebrating anniversaries. Mine's coming
yes.
up.
Wow, that's so good. It's very, very exciting because, again, we know what it mm-hmm. takes to be able to do any of this side of things. And it definitely is a lot of work. It's a lot of tremendous satisfaction in so many different areas. I've always felt so fortunate to have so many different individuals in so many different areas over the years that we could be paying attention to. And, of course, thrown in the middle of all of this, you know, nobody knew how to spell the word podcasting 10 years ago, let alone what it was, you know, let alone mm-hmm. live radio, which I still really enjoy, even though on occasion I do have people who get the time zones mixed up, so they never show up, you know, or something like that might happen in live radio. But I could still be in shorts and a T-shirt if I want. So it's mm-hmm. almost got a unique niche left, I think, live radio compared to the world of podcasting and whatever. But, boy, social media is in the middle of all of it, isn't it?
It is. It is. And I find that every medium is very helpful. But I do think nothing replaces live. And having a live radio show is really, it's wonderful, Dr. Bob.
You know, it's interesting because there is so many different areas, you know, where I take part in what's called the National Publicity Summit, which is a quarterly. It used to be live in person across the street from Madison Square Garden by Bradley Communications. And it's putting together, it's really about meeting the media, everybody from the Regis and Kelly show to CNN to all sorts of freelance. And over the years, I've become part of the media where people get a chance. They might spend a couple of minutes speed dating you on why they might want to be on the show or what the particular topic is. And there are so many great stories, so many talented individuals in so many different areas. And what's amazing, since the pandemic is mixed in, mental health has become the world's biggest topic, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, but there's more, like, I believe there's more education awareness out there that
good.
Resources to help.
That's the three yeah. words that I've always paid attention to on the Sports Doctor. We'll talk about it more after the break. And the three words are awareness. What are you talking about? Education, learning about it, and then having some sort of positive action. We'll be back with Christine Blanchet. All the way from British Columbia, it's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance,
step or two quicker, call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, back with the Sports Doctor live from Chicago. Yeah, let's run with it. We're talking with Christine Blanchet from British Columbia. She is the host with 10-year anniversary coming up of Run With It. I think I've been with you guys maybe 4 years. What do you think, Christine? How long is it we had a segment with you monthly?
I think 3 years. I think.
3 years? It's been, that's not close.
It's been, It's close enough.
We talked about right before the break about those three words, awareness of what we're talking about and how important being aware of whatever it is, education, the idea, again, about what we're both contributing to, and, again, the areas of positive change. And, again, in your world also, where you have where celebrity and style and interviewing is such a big deal about what you're doing, but it's a great marriage to be able to mix in any regard the health and wellness side, isn't it?
Yes, I'm very grateful to interview actors and filmmakers, comedians who are following a healthy lifestyle, whether they're getting ready for a part or for, a stunt coordinator.
Yeah, I've had magicians really, on where we talk about, what are you doing to stay in shape?
Yeah, musician, the clothing act. Mm-hmm.
These people are paying attention more and more, and it's got to be a great point of conversation with you and your guests.
Yes. Well, you do your research and you are really, like I do my research and then I send proposed questions and then I do the interview, but I'm always learning from the guests. And I think to me, it's getting the information out there. But every time I finish an interview, like with you, Dr. Bob and Dr. Denise, I'm always learning. We never stop learning. So it's just really, I'm grateful to have the opportunity to do these interviews and write and teach and do interviews with you.
Well, I always like the opportunity. It's funny when I get speed dated with this endless array of, I don't know, it's over 1,000 guests, give or take a few over the years. But I'm interested in making a great commercial. When I have a guest on the show, I am making a big deal about them and what they do. Now, of course, the topic's got to align somewhere, whether it's mental or physical, in the world of sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. But at the same time, I'm doing a great commercial for people who are looking to spread the word about what they're doing, whether it's the book, whether it's their online program, whether it's their particular profession, in medicine, as an example. All the excitement, with the late Jack LaLanne, one of the grandfathers of fitness, everybody knows who he was, and one of the co-authors, his wife, his widow, Elaine LaLanne, just celebrated her 98th birthday. And Greg Justice is a teammate of mine on the National Fitness Hall of Fame, and they both co-authored Pride and Discipline, the book about the great life of Jack LaLanne in the world of fitness. And Mark Wahlberg's going to be making a movie where he's going to be starring as Jack LaLanne, who was on TV like in the 50s, where he was talking about fitness and some of the great history of that. So there's that kind of excitement going on in the area of some of the celebrity side and the entertainment side and the mixture in the world of fitness. So I'll have to get them on your show.
I would love that. That would be wonderful.
So, yeah, you got the next 10 years planned out for Run With It? How long have you done the closing act?
Oh, since 2015.
Wow.
So it's the shows are growing. They're coming along nicely, and they're live streaming. And I think you never like, I keep saying you never stop growing. Like, you really can't stay on one platform. You have to keep moving, and I want
keep
to
keep moving.
Others,
how many
so,
miles a week? Yes. How many miles a week? How many miles a week are you running, Christine? Roughly.
It's roughly around 40 to 45.
That's serious. Yes, so that's a serious
okay.
runner. How many days a week is that?
Well, what I do is 5 days. So I'll do 5 days,
really,
and then I'll do my cross training.
Yes, that's right. Really, that's what we've sold you on over the years. Number one is the importance of cross training. Now, the cross training, whether you're swimming, whether you're biking, whether you're at the gym, is up to you. But when you're talking about 40, 50 miles a week, that's serious running, and that's when we really, really need to be paying attention again to preventing injury. And that's my pearl for the week for Run With It with you guys.
Intelligent rest, Dr. Bob, right?
Yeah, you got it. Yes. That's one of the famous terms we really, really like. We could talk all day on what that means. Again, the idea of paying attention, how your body is doing. Running's been famous for overdoing it. It's always mm-hmm. been one of the biggest challenges where, people thought that more was better, and running was famous for that. I always thought that triathlons, I might be guessing, but triathlons were invented by injured runners where we were trying to get, again, the cross training. You could cycle or you could swim, but let's back off running for a couple of weeks. Well, you got to help me find out if that's true or not.
When I'm running, like, I'll run and walk, I'll, do a steady state run, I'll do an easy, I don't know the word.
What's your best 10K time?
Under 40 minutes. That's my best.
Okay, that's serious. And we're glad that you're staying in action. You'll have your race coming up, or you'll celebrate your 10th. When is your 10th anniversary?
Well, actually, it's this month, but I'm celebrating it next month. So it's April. April's just around the corner, actually. It's been a wonderful ride, but, it takes a team to put the show together and to have the support and have great guests. And it just gives you, another 10 years, But yeah, then looking back, and now, it's live streaming, which is really, really good. I think it's the more viewers or the listeners or both, it helps others to be inspired from running or working out or whatever they want to take from the show.
Yes,
brain
well, you
fitness,
featured
mental
all
health.
Of it too. You featured nutrition. You featured a lot of you featured the, like we have talked about, the family relationship, the challenges of parents who might be bringing up a talented son or daughter, and sometimes the mayhem side of that, the endless amount of information. Again, Christine, give us, what's the best area to find out about you and your shows?
Yes, website, runwithit.ca, or social media, Instagram, Facebook, X, or just Google my name, but it'll just Run With It. Yeah, just Run With It. It'll come up.
Well, we'll run with our show for the next month's segment. Again, Christine Blanchet, thanks so much for joining us. I knew the time would fly. Okay, so hold on a minute. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors In segment.
The station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.health, reconnecting people and plants.
Introducing Hurdle Apparel Socks. Are you ready to step up your sock game? Hurdle Socks go above and beyond by adding unrivaled support and cushioning with their new Matrix support technology. By using an incredibly thin, anti-odor, anti-perspiration, shock-absorbing web or matrix that's incorporated in between the fibers of their socks, Hurdle is introducing the first socks with an internal structure to support your feet. There is an immediate difference as soon as you wear them in terms of cushioning and support. Walk on and walk easy with Hurdle Socks. Go to hurdleapparel.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, circling back live from Chicago, it is the Sports Doctors Inn segment where we preview some upcoming guests and topics, add a little bit of Bob Guida or Dr. Bob Wisdom, and answer a few emails, including the featured Baseball Blue Book question of the week. We have some great guests and topics coming up. Mary Mitchell is with an illustrious history of the Chicago Sun-Times columnist. For years wrote on so many different topics and recently has reemerged on the Sun-Times, paying attention to all things senior. And we're looking forward to her joining us. And then a chiropractic physician, Dr. Kathy Subber. She also is the president of the Moms Network, which is this incredible organization of moms locally now going national with all sorts of different topics of importance for young moms, an endless array of topics. The following week, one of our favorite orthopedic surgeons, Philadelphia's Dr. Nick DeNoble, who's worked with the Eagles. He's worked with the Philadelphia Ballet and written numerous books. And so he'll be returning. And then one of the very popular motivational speakers out of the Walt Disney World family member, Saul Blinkoff, will be joining us. So great stuff coming up. You know, Guida in the 70s, whether it was Jimmy Connors, Tracy Austin, later on, McEnroe, Yannick Noah. He was in the middle of the realization that tennis, you really needed to be training physically for that sport. Not more tennis, but cross-training, the weight training, et cetera, whether it was for Harvard University, whether it was for Nick Bollettieri. I remember when these three young dudes, Andre Agassi, and along with a couple of other players showed up when they were kids with Nick Bollettieri's Tennis Academy. So Bob really made a big deal out of the tennis, really, really was tremendously athletic physically. And today it's a whole different story with his tremendous attention to the athletic side. As a matter of fact, when we have the buy or try yearly contest, which is to which sports require the best athletes, it's always a great question, you know, whether it's the NBA basketball, whether it's soccer, whether it's including tennis, and tennis is up there. So he put them on the map with the kind of training that was such a big deal in that regard. Baseball Blue Book, we had a question by one of the parents whose son, along with mine, went to Eric Soderholm's baseball camps back when Eric was
playing for the Sox, and which was like a weekly camp. Bob Guida participated. The late Dr. Jim Vickery, sports psychology, participated. I participated in a 10-year ahead of its time point of what was important for the young, little league-aged youth baseball player for a week's worth of camp, what exercises really made sense. I remember in the dark room, Dr. Vickery was playing a tape for the young kids to be listening to, hitting a home run and rounding the bases and visualizing. And Bob Guida was talking about jumping and falling and strengthening exercises. And I wanted to mention that topic when Steve had called in. His son was part of the baseball camps, as was Eric's at the time. I mean, my son Adam is 50 years old. And but there were great memories of some of the different things that Baseball Blue Book, Dr. Cole, the team doctor of the Bulls and White Sox, and myself, part of the sports medicine, health and wellness side of what Baseball Blue Book is going to be all about. And that's the topic of the question this week. Barry says, you talk in your book about the two exercises that young athletes should be doing. Yes, Barry, the two exercises to be included: strengthen their feet and ankles and work on their balance. Whether your young son or daughter is a tennis player, a volleyball player, a soccer player, whatever their age is, whatever their level, even if they're working with a personal trainer and or physical therapist, which is a great idea, you want that trainer or therapist to include, I love rubber band exercises for feet and ankles, and all sorts of balance work, balancing on mini trams, the great sand dune stepper that we've been excited about for years, which simulates being on sand and that kind of strengthening for your feet, BOSU, tilt boards. And even again, these exercises being just as important, Barry, for you, if you're the father and or your parents, the idea of physical therapy world of fall prevention, including, again, strengthening your feet and ankles and working on balance. And these are the two exercises that we want you to include, sports parents, for your kids. Jane says, my 12-year-old daughter is a serious tennis player. She plays 4 or 5 days a week. This is the second year of this kind of attention. And she's been dealing with shin splints. And we've been all over the place. You know, Jane, include podiatry. I can't tell you how often I have added orthotics to shin splint problems with fabulous success. Most persistent shin problems are foot mechanics related. Whether your daughter has flat feet or high arches, almost always this is related. So everything from what is the best shoe for her to be in for her foot mechanics to the importance, again, of what I just mentioned, strengthening those feet and ankles. But orthotics is the magic you want added if you haven't. Because often, if her feet don't hurt, then medicine is not paying attention to her foot mechanics. Pay attention to her foot mechanics. Again, thanks, everybody. By the way, hey, happy Doctor's Day. I think it was a couple of days ago. I'm looking in the mirror. Catch everybody next week. It's the Sports Doctor. Thanks, everybody. Thanks to our friends at BBS.